Members of the Writers Guild of America are back at work today. The three-month labor dispute with Hollywood producers was put to rest last night. Members voted overwhelmingly to end the strike. The dispute centered on what writers should be paid for work distributed over the Internet, so did the writers get what they wanted? That's the question we pose now to Larry Wilmore. He's a member of the WGA's negotiating committee. He's a longtime television writer and producer, also the senior black correspondent for Comedy Central's The Daily Show with Jon Stewart. Here's a clip of Larry on The Daily Show before the strike.
American blacks love African art, African clothes, African music. We're just not that crazy about Africans. Frankly, they kind of overdo it, you know? So for blacks to support Obama, he's got to make up his mind. Is he African or American? Because he can't be both. That doesn't make sense.
You are so wrong, Larry. How you doing?
Good, Fry. How are you?
I'm doing great. So you're back on the job just
yes.
starting today after 3 months. How does it feel?
Oh, it feels great. The energy here in New York is really fantastic. People are really excited to get back to work.
Now, your show, The Daily Show, like several other shows, went back into production before the strike was over. Was it hard for you to sit on the sidelines, and is there any bad blood over that?
It really was difficult, you know. It was difficult for all the people on shows whose shows went back, you know, the late night shows, Jay and Conan and all those shows, Colbert. And, you know, during a strike, emotions run high for all different types of reasons. And, you know, people like Jon Stewart and Jay are kind of caught in between, you know, these, you know, the fact that they're being pretty much being forced to go back, and they have all these employees that they're the boss of, but they don't want to, you know, burn bridges with the guild or do anything wrong. They're trying to do all the right things, but they still have to produce a show. So it's a tough position to be in.
Let's break down exactly what shook out of this strike. Help us understand what the WGA gained or lost, in your opinion.
I don't think there were any losses in the NBA. The losses were the money that you lose while you're out on strike, you know, and the hardship that it caused to, you know, all the ancillary businesses and people who were affected by it that aren't in the Writers Guild, and those are always very tragic and a sad part of the strike. But in terms of the actual NBA, the writers did gain a foothold in the new media. We gained jurisdiction in new media, which was a huge sticking point, and also some definitions for residual payments for streaming, for downloads, and other areas of the internet.
But this is a very, it's an emergent area. There's not a lot of revenue yet being generated. Was
That's
this
right.
strike really wagered on the idea that we have to have a foothold in this digital world, even if there's not a lot of money flowing yet, because we know that there will be at some point?
That's absolutely right. And the Guild kind of felt like they were cheated out of a lot of DVD revenues because a definition was made when the business was very young. And, you know, the company said, look, we're not making a lot of money right now. Just take your residuals based on 20% of the total, not even 100%. You know, we have all these distribution costs. We have to package these cassettes. You know, when we're making money, we'll revisit it. And then they never did, you know. And it was always a sticking point in every negotiation. So the Guild said, okay, fine, let's get a foothold early, make some definitions that we can work off of and work from and evolve and whatever over the years. But if we're shut out in the beginning, it's going to be hard to get into that.
So, Larry, I want to ask you to play our senior black correspondent for the Writers Guild. Now, I've heard of some folks whose jobs have disappeared, black writers specifically, but I'm sure many, many other writers, because the shows just couldn't make it through the strike. So is this a situation where most people gained, but some people, including some black writers, just lost it all?
I hope not. I haven't heard of any stories yet because we just went back today. And I mean, when you say senior black correspondent, I don't know if you want me to make a joke out of this or not. So I don't know what you're referring to. I know some.
I've heard some cases of where the show staffs were shuffled and people were let go, not based on race, but the fact is that, you know, the network seemed to be making some hardcore decisions about what they're willing to do.
If people were fired during the strike and the show's going on, those people have to be rehired. It was part of our strike settlement policy. So they're actually not allowed to do that. Those people will get their jobs back. If a show does not come back, if a show is actually canceled, then there's no job to go back to, and that's kind of one of the fallouts of a strike, so that's unfortunate. But a writer, it's an unfair labor practice to actually fire someone because they are striking.
All right. Well, Larry, we will definitely keep in touch with you about the strike, and have fun.
Thanks, Rye, and you know, we'll keep in touch, and I'll give you more updates on the campaign, maybe then.
I would love that, and we would absolutely love that.
And watch The Daily Show tonight. I'll be on it.
Oh, absolutely.
Great.
All right, take care.
Okay, bye now.
Bye. That was Larry Wilmore. Today he is back to work on Comedy Central's The Daily Show after striking 3 months as a member of the Writers Guild of America. And we called the Alliance of Motion Picture and Television Producers. They weren't available to provide a comment on air, but here's a portion of a statement on their official website. We have concluded two groundbreaking labor agreements with our directors and our writers that establish a partnership through which our business can grow and prosper in the new digital age.